Good evening. It is certainly a pleasure to be with you tonight. I have been looking forward to this trip for some time. And I am Steve Gober, as you can see on the screen there. That's the information about myself. But I live in Northwest Alabama. And a fellow you may know lives nearby. W.T. Allison and Shelby are very dear friends of my wife and I. And I'm from the same area just north of Hamilton where they now live. So I think you folks have enjoyed Brother Allison for many, many years in this congregation. But I'm here to tell you tonight about World Bible School, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and be with you. I know that you're trying to get a program started and have already begun further along, perhaps, than I even realized when I scheduled my visit. But World Bible School began in 1973 by one of our brethren named Jimmy Lovell. And he was doing mission work on the continent of Africa, and he was working in some of the English-speaking countries over there. And he saw that the work was just simply overwhelming, and he could not reach nearly as many people as he would like to. So he came up with the idea of developing a Bible correspondence course and getting names and addresses of some of those native people and sending them back to Christians here in America and allow them to grade the lessons. And that is the concept behind World Bible School, and that is how it began. But since 1973, that has been a Bible correspondence course designed to teach the lost, and over 30 million people have taken the course since that time. And we think about that 30 million, and that's a good number, and we're grateful for that. But nonetheless, since 1973, while we were teaching 30 million, our world was multiplying by billions. So we see that we aren't nearly keeping up, but World Bible School is something that we're very grateful that we have as an opportunity to provide for Christians like yourself and congregations to utilize our tools and our resources to teach the lost. And it is graded by Christians who are serious about winning souls, people just like you, in various parts of the country. Our sole purpose for existence is to glorify God by assisting Christians and congregations to fulfill the Great Commission. And in doing that, we provide the names and addresses of people for Christians like yourself to grade Bible correspondence courses and send those lessons back to them. This is our master series that we have developed. Seven lesson booklets. The first five deals with teaching an individual what they need to know to become a New Testament Christian. The latter two deals with maturing them in Christ once they have been baptized into Christ. The latter two lessons teaches them the need to be faithful in their attendance and worship to God and so forth. So these lesson materials are thorough in teaching an individual what they should know to be a Christian. But we have also developed some extra help since we have been offering World Bible School lessons on the internet. We have some Muslim people that are signing up occasionally to take the course. So we developed these two lesson booklets. The first one, of course, proving that Muhammad is an imposter, and the second one dealing with the fact that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, not just a good man or a prophet as they proclaim, but he is indeed the very Son of God. Also, we have some younger children that occasionally sign up to take the course, and if they're under the age of 13, we automatically recommend that you study these lesson booklets with them to teach them the stories about Jesus, things much like they would learn in a Sunday school setting if they were attending worship someplace. But World Bible School is helping Christians fulfill the Great Commission. We're all familiar with the Great Commission because we have been taught for many, many years about what Jesus told his disciples to do. He said to go and make disciples in every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, World Bible School is addressing both ends of the spectrum as far as the Great Commission is concerned. We are teaching people with those first five lessons, and then the latter two is teaching them the things Jesus said that they should observe as a New Testament Christian. But I want us to think tonight about the Great Commission and how it applies to us, and we realize that World Bible School helps us fulfill this mission. Most of us, when we hear a sermon about the Great Commission, or we preachers who proclaim the Great Commission's sermons, we oftentimes tell people that we need to be going, because going into all the world and making disciples in every nation, those are the things that Jesus taught us to do. But for whatever reason, we begin to excuse ourselves. Some say, well, you know, that's a job for preachers, or maybe that's a job for elders, or that's a job for missionaries, and I have a family, and I can't uproot my family, and I can't give up my job. And it's difficult to go to a foreign country somewhere, but the word go in the Great Commission is something that we often look at as an action word, yes. It indicates that we ought to be going, we ought to be doing, but nonetheless, it doesn't always necessarily mean we have to board a plane and go to some foreign country. Many times it's just going across the street to teach your neighbor or down the road a little ways. But nonetheless, when we think about that word go, as I said, we oftentimes begin to excuse ourselves for whatever reason. We may tell ourselves, I really don't have the biblical knowledge that I need to teach someone. Or maybe I'm just a little bit shy and I can't face people, confidently and teach them the Bible. Maybe they're going to ask me a question that I don't have the answer to. And brethren, we don't have to have all the answers to every question, I assure you. Because I've been asked questions before that I couldn't answer, and I've had to dig and find an answer. But we look at the idea of these reasons, or perhaps to ourselves at least, we offer them as excuses for not fulfilling the Great Commission, for not actually going into all the world, and for not actually teaching those that are lost. Sometimes we might even think about the idea that it is too expensive. We don't have the money to do evangelism. But that word go is something that I want us to think about tonight, because the word go in the Great Commission is going to take on a completely different meaning for you once I finish this presentation, hopefully. Because it doesn't necessarily mean now that we have to board a plane and go to some foreign country. We can evangelize without ever leaving home. And that's what World Bible School is giving us the opportunity to do. We're searching for those people in the multitudes throughout the world, for that one that is searching for the truth. Now, I've been on several mission trips, and practically every time I go somewhere to study with people, someone will always tell me, well, I've been praying that God would send someone to show me the truth, and you've shown me the truth. God puts people together so that they can learn the truth. I think about Philip going down to meet the Ethiopian eunuch. When there's an individual that is sincere, wanting to know the Word of God, God will provide the way for them to learn it. I sincerely believe that. And we're looking for that individual, wherever they may be, that are interested in learning the gospel of Christ. And as we think about World Bible School, we offer a free Bible correspondence course to people in every nation of the world. Where was it Jesus said to make disciples? Every nation, wasn't it? So we have the opportunity to do what the Lord has told us to do, a better opportunity than ever before in our lifetime. World Bible School has been around since 1973, offering Bible correspondence courses by domestic mail or international mail in the case of those that were living in foreign countries. But this was something that was creating somewhat of a problem. As I was a World Bible School teacher back in the early 80s, and it was strictly through the postal system at that time, but I would grade a person's lesson and send it back to them along with the next lesson for them to fill out, and I might not hear from that student for 2 or 3 months. Now, sometimes this was due to the ineffectiveness of their postal systems wherever they were, but sometimes and oftentimes it was due to the fact they didn't have money for an international stamp to mail it back to the United States. They had to save up their money to buy a stamp to mail that back to me. So World Bible School has addressed that problem. Now we have distribution centers and the countries where we have a great majority of our students, and we've developed those places so that individuals can do a lesson and send it domestic mail to the distribution center, and then they will forward it on in bulk or scan it to our headquarters in Cedar Park, Texas, and from there we disperse it out to the teachers wherever they're located. But people nowadays can take the course still by mail, and this is still a slow method, even though it's been improved drastically, but then it can also take it on the internet. Anything that you can get on the internet with, whether it be computer or smartphone or whatever you might have, you can teach World Bible School lessons. People can sign up and take the courses online. Now, I've been sitting in malls many times when my wife and I be shopping. She's looking at ladies' clothing or something I wouldn't be very interested in, so I'd just find a place to sit down and check my email and have a student filled out a lesson. I've sat in the mall and graded many lessons. So we think about the fact that we might be doing something otherwise that would be known as wasting time, perhaps. but we can actively be evangelizing people through the internet. So we think about World Bible School and the enrollments that we had last year. These are the numbers of the postal students as well as the web students that we signed up. And you see that that totals almost 1 million new students that we accumulated last year, those representing 255 different countries from around the world. This year, we're on pace so far to exceed 1 million new students for the first time ever. We're grateful for that and hopeful that we can be able to do that. But again, 1 million new students out of 7 plus billion in the world is not a lot, is it? But yet it is what we're able to do, and you can be a part of that. And I'm grateful that you are starting a program. So we look at the top countries as far as internet. You see that the United States far outnumbers every other nation as far as web students are concerned. We are averaging about 4,200 Americans per month that are signing up to take the course online. Now, I don't know how it is in your area necessarily, but back home in northwest Alabama, I could go out and burn up two or three tanks of gas trying to find an individual to study the Bible with me, because I've seen a drastic decline in spiritual matters as far as the interest is concerned over the past 20 or so years. I can go out and find fewer number of people that are interested in spiritual matters any longer. And we can come to the conclusion that folks in America just aren't interested in the gospel anymore. They don't want to know about God. They don't want to know about things concerning their soul or the judgment day to come. They're not interested in attending church. But there are 4,200 Americans that prove that to be different. 4,200 out of the American population is not a great deal, but it is significant to me. So we find that those people are searching for the truth, and they're wanting to know and wanting someone to teach them. At any particular given time, World Bible School has about 1.5 million active students. Now, I showed you the numbers where we signed up almost 1 million last year. Those were new students. We had some that were in the process, of course. So at any given time, we have about 1.5 million active Bible studies going on throughout the world. And these are being taught by around 8,000 New Testament Christians, just like yourselves. And out of those, we have about 18,000 that are baptized into Christ each year. And we think about the cost of World Bible School, and it's very cheap, because for just a little over a dollar, we're able to recruit one new student somewhere in the world that can begin their study of God's Word. So this covers our overhead and our advertising cost and all, just a little over a dollar per every student that we recruit to become World Bible School students. So you might ask, how do I start? Well, I know that you have already begun a program here concerning the postal work. Some of you are already teaching on the internet. But if you go to worldbibleschool.net and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see two buttons there, one to help someone study and the other to become a student. Now, if you want to become a teacher, you simply click the Help Someone Study button, and you can become a World Bible School teacher by introducing yourself to the folks who does the scrutinizing of the teachers, because we want to make sure you are a good, faithful Christian affiliated with the Lord's church somewhere. We don't want just anyone who to represent World Bible School as far as teaching is concerned. So they will look at your information and confirm that you are a member of the church somewhere, you're being faithful, and then they will authorize you to become a teacher. But I encourage you, if you have never taken a World Bible School correspondence course before, sign up to become a student, first of all, and become affiliated or associated with the work and familiarize yourself with the material so that you will know what you're actively teaching your students. But once you sign up to become a teacher, then you have access to our student board. No one can see this except active teachers for World Bible School. But once you go on that website, you will see a list of names of people that have signed up already that are interested in studying the Word of God. Now, they will tell you in that information whether they want to do it through the postal system or if they want to study online. But you can go down that list and you can choose particular people from a certain nation that you're interested in. You can choose people that are close to your age group if you want to communicate with them a little bit concerning matters of their place where they live and where you live and so forth. If you want to talk to them about your grandchildren Or if you want to just simply, some of you ladies might not feel comfortable teaching a man, so if you want to select all ladies, you can do that. This is the wonderful thing about doing it online, because you're able to pick and choose who you study with. Your students are handpicked. Once you click the green adopt button, then you're asked to introduce yourself to them. And you do that. I usually tell them my name and where I live and so forth. And very little information do I give them. And they never get your email address, so they'll not be bombarding you with requests for Bibles or money or any of that kind of thing, because it all goes through our system. So it's filtered out, and they never receive your email address. So this is a way that you can teach, and there are some beautiful things about doing it on the internet. You know a couple of those things I mentioned earlier? You might not be comfortable with your biblical knowledge. Well, the computer does the grading for you. The only questions you actually see are the ones that they miss. And if they miss a question, then there is a comment button that you can click on and insert the scripture that writes out the entire scripture to show that student why they missed that particular question. The other questions that you will see are those that are multiple choice or something of an opinionated answer. These have no right or wrong answers to them. It's just something to show you the background of the student you're studying with and what they believe, perhaps. So those are the only things that you actually see. Another individual that I mentioned, someone that says, well, you know, I'm just really timid and I can't sit down face to face to study with someone. You don't have to look at these people face to face. You're on the internet. You never see them. Those that talk about the fact that evangelism is expensive, to teach on the internet doesn't cost you one dime. Now, folks, think about all the excuses that we've used over the years of not evangelizing the world. We talk about the expense, we talk about our lack of biblical knowledge or our security, our confidence in teaching someone face to face, or not wanting to uproot our family and go to some foreign country. Now we can evangelize the world without ever leaving home. And we can do it without ever spending one dime if we do it on the internet. Now, it costs World Bible School a great deal to supply this tool and this resource for you to use. We have to supply the website, and we do the advertising worldwide for potential students. And that costs a great deal of money. And we don't receive anything back from the internet teaching. When people do it through the postal system, they at least have to buy the materials, and that pays us to be able to reprint. And we sell our materials basically at our cost. So the sale of materials doesn't really support World Bible School, nor does the internet teaching. We depend upon Christians and congregations just like you to help supply our needs as far as financial matters are concerned. But we supply this as a way for you to evangelize. I know everywhere I go, and particularly in congregation where I'm from, there are people that are sitting in the pews that want to do something for the Lord. They're excited about their Christianity. They're excited about the salvation that they enjoy in Christ Jesus and all the spiritual blessings that they have in Him. And they want to share that with someone, but they just don't know exactly how to go about doing it. They don't know or have a particular method of doing so. This gives us the opportunity for everyone to be able to be evangelistic. And we can reach people throughout the world through using World Bible School. You know, I've prayed for many, many years as I would go on mission trips and fly over some large cities, especially in Europe, and I would look down on those cities as I'd go over in an airplane and I'd think, Lord, how are we ever going to reach these people? How are we ever going to evangelize Saudi Arabia or China or other places where they will kill you if you go into their country with a Bible in your hand? How are we going to do that? Lord, you said make disciples in every nation, and I prayed and prayed, Lord, show us some way. I tell you tonight, God's answered that prayer, not just because I prayed it, but many others as well. He has given us the tool to be able to do exactly what He wants us to do. We can literally go into all the world with the gospel of Christ, regardless of their prohibitive nature or whatever they deny as far as physically coming into their country. We can still go there with the gospel of Jesus Christ and teach those people. So the Lord has given us the answer, and it is World Bible School. And World Bible School is something that is available. We offer every Christian, every congregation of the Lord's church, an opportunity to evangelize without ever leaving home. And this is something that I know your congregation, I just found out, has already signed up for. We provide tools for every congregation to target particular areas, whether it be your own community or any place in the world, with the message of the gospel. And this is called our Connect program. And you've already signed up on this, and your congregation has a website that is connected with World Bible School. And anyone in your area that you are covering right now who is interested in studying the Bible can sign up to become a World Bible School student. Their names are only made available to your teachers right here in your congregation. Their names never appear on that generic student board that I showed you a moment ago, because you are the one paying for this website and they become your students. So it is a paper activity kind of thing. You pay for the amount of hits that you receive to your website each month. And World Bible School supplies this, again, free of charge. The only cost to you, of course, is the actual advertising cost itself. And these are some of the sample web ads, and I know you've already taken advantage of those. But I want to tell you about this man. D. McColumitz was a university student in Kyiv, Ukraine. I met him first in 1992. I was going on a mission trip to Ukraine to meet with a man in a city called Ravinki. It was on the far eastern end of Ukraine, almost at the Russian border, about 15 miles from the Russian border, a place where the Russians have now taken over again. But I was going there because there was a man there that had taken a World Bible School correspondence course after the Iron Curtain had fallen, and he was requested to be baptized, but he was in such a remote area, no one would make the trip that far to baptize this man. He'd been waiting over a year, brethren, for someone to come baptize him into Christ. Can you imagine? Well, I was connected with Southern Christian University at that time. They were taking campaigns over there to some of the large cities and baptizing 250 to 500 people in a few weeks' time. And I wanted to be a part of that, so I signed up to go, but they asked me if I would go to Ravinki to baptize that man who'd been waiting over a year. Well, I said yes. So I picked up Dima in Kyiv when I arrived there, and he became my interpreter because I couldn't speak Russian. He could speak both English and Russian. So we together traveled by train for 18 hours and another three-hour bus ride to get to Ravinki. And we met with Yuri Koznogov, and I was able, with the Lord's help, to baptize not only Yuri, but six other people and establish the Lord's church in that city, which had no church before I arrived. And those people told me I was the first American they had ever seen face-to-face. But Yuri Koznogov became the gospel preacher for that congregation on my departure. And on the train ride back, Dima told me he also wanted to obey the gospel, so I baptized him in a lady's bathtub on the way back home when we arrived back in Kyiv. And 2 weeks later, I received a letter from Dima, and he had baptized his mother and father. A week after that, he sent me another letter, and he said he had converted and baptized his brother. 2 weeks after that, he had baptized his sister-in-law. So in a span of about a month, this young man had already converted four of his family members. He, too, became a gospel preacher. He preached for 14 years in the city of Odessa, a city of about 4 million people. I returned several trips to Ukraine and used Dima as my interpreter each time I went because I called him my Timothy in the faith. But together he and I established two more congregations of the Lord's Church in Ukraine, and an additional congregation in Odessa where he was preaching. The city of 4 million only had one congregation, so we established another. And that congregation, the latter one that we established, is still being used today by 21st Century Global Missions as a preacher training school. They're producing anywhere from 6 to 10 preachers per year. Now, I tell you that story because this is the result of one World Bible School correspondence course that some lady in America, and I never did find out who she was, but she had taught this man in Ukraine the gospel of Christ. A year later, I was able to go and baptize him into Christ. And out of that one Bible correspondence course, I know two preachers immediately and three congregations of the Lord's Church eventually that took place. And gospel preachers still being produced even today as a result of that one lesson. So that just shows you the power of one lesson and how God can use that to change a nation for good. We think about the power of the gospel, and we recognize that it is indeed powerful. I'll tell you a story about a man. I received an email last fall about a man in Africa. He had gone to the fish market one day to buy fish for his family's supper. And when he took that fish home and was unwrapping it, there it was wrapped up in a World Bible School introductory lesson. Someone was discarding that lesson and used it to wrap that stinky fish in, and he signed up and took the course and obeyed the gospel as a result. Now, because he bought one old stinky fish to feed his family, he was brought to Christ. So you never know where these lessons are going. You never know the good that's going to come from them. But we do know that when we sow the seed, God will give the increase. Amen? We recognize there is power in the gospel. And I'll tell you about this lady. She is someone that is a member of the church at Hodges where I attend. Her name is Linda Upton. She used to attend the church in Hamilton when W.T. Allison was there before he came here. And I'll tell you a little side story that won't charge you any extra for it. But Linda, when she was at Hamilton, was having open heart surgery. And she had told W.T. that she wanted him to preach her funeral before she became sick with a heart attack. And while she was in surgery and recovering, she did very well. But then she started coming to church at Hodges, where I was the preacher at that particular time. And W.T. came to visit us one day, and he said, "You know, I told Linda a few years ago when she had heart surgery, and she didn't die, and she kept doing better and better and better, that I was going to have to buy a new pair of shoes because I'd went out and bought a new pair of shoes to preach her funeral in, and she's made me wear them out and still hasn't died." So W.T. is quite a character, as you very well know. But Linda has been teaching World Bible School lessons for the past 3 years, primarily in the prisons of Florida and in Texas. And during that three-year span, I know that she has already had 18 conversions out of her studies. Now, Linda is just an ordinary Christian, just like you or I. And she has never left home to do any of this, but she's brought 18 people to Christ just by simply using a little bit of time to teach them the gospel. Can you and I do that? Yes, we can. Can we become effective soul winners for Christ? Yes, we can. And there's one other thing that I want to point out as well. I was talking about the internet and how simple and how easy it is to use. Sometimes we use the excuse, perhaps, that we just don't have time to evangelize. Time is precious to us, isn't it? All of us use it all up and could use some more, couldn't we? But you know how long it takes to grade a lesson on the internet? Usually 5 minutes or less. Now, how many of us could spare 5 minutes a day to teach someone the gospel of Christ? We all could, couldn't we? So being too busy is not an excuse any longer. So we think about also the work of World Bible School. I want to tell you about a project that began in the fall of 2015. In the summer of 2015, the president of World Bible School, John Reese, was in Africa on a mission trip. And he was approached by the Minister of Education in Ghana, Africa. He said, "We want to improve the morality of our country. And if World Bible School will supply free lesson materials, we will allow those lessons to be taught in our high schools if you will also give each student who completes the course a free Bible." Now, brethren, this was a door that God had to have opened because we weren't expecting it. We had not asked for it, and we were not prepared for it. Here was a guy that just opened the doors to their high schools and an entire country to the gospel of Christ. It was an opportunity that was unbelievable and could not be refused, but there was a little bit of a problem with that. Because we found out there were over 1 million high school students in Ghana, Africa. And you multiply the cost of our free materials, which is around $3 for the entire courses, and the cost of a Bible that we were going to have to produce, you're looking at millions of dollars. And World Bible School certainly did not have those kinds of resources. So we began with 2,250 students in the fall of 2015. And before Christmas, there were some of those already requesting to be baptized into Christ. But we began searching for a Bible. And this is some of the students that you might see in Ghana that are taking courses. They all dress in uniforms in their schools. But we began searching for a Bible that we could have printed for this purpose, and we found a company that actually gave us their copyright. They said, reprint it, reproduce it, do with it whatever you want to. So we have this Bible reproduced. It's an English Standard Version, which is the choice that we had made to use with our foreign courses. And this Bible that was sold by that company, around $30 in bookstores here in America, we were able to have reproduced with 110 pages of our own study helps in the back at a cost of $5 each. So we got 20,000 of those in around the 1st of January, latter end of December last year. And since we only needed 2,250 of those Bibles, we decided to offer the surplus to our brethren just to see if they were interested. We put those up for sale in January, and by the end of March, those 20,000 were sold out. We had to order a second printing, and those sold out the latter end of last month. We're on our third printing of this Bible now. We had ordered 20,000 and 20,000. Now we're on a 30,000 count that we've just received. But these Bibles are being sold to our brethren throughout America and other places in the world like hotcakes. They love them. It is a wonderful little Bible, and is something that you can't find in a normal bookstore, because this is the only Bible that is printed by anyone affiliated with the Churches of Christ. If you or I go to a bookstore and we buy a Bible, much like I might have in my hand here, if we open it up in the front or back, we're probably going to find some commentary pages in there that do not teach the truth, correct? But if you buy this Bible, it's truth from cover to cover. And at a cost of $5, which we offered to our brethren, $5 plus shipping, and those have been sold out, but when we ordered that 30,000, we also ordered $31,000 worth shipped directly to Ghana for the work in the high schools over there, and we still have to pay for those. So that's part of my job as a fundraiser, to try to get the funds to pay for these Bibles. But as we think about the good that this is going to do, we recognize that $5 is relatively cheap for a Bible, isn't it? But it's a very nice little Bible. It has a leather feel cover to it, although it's not leather. But it's very durable and good size, good print, and is teaching the truth. And there is a guide in the back called the Guide to New Testament Christianity. And about 3 weeks ago, I received an email from a brother out in Colorado who does prison ministry work. He had ordered 250 of those Bibles himself and distributed those to prisoners in the Colorado prison system. 3 weeks ago, he baptized 26 inmates into Christ. And he said several of those, he didn't specify the number, but he said several of those prisoners had taught themselves what they needed to do to become a Christian by simply reading that guide to New Testament Christianity in the back of that Bible. So we realize then that this Bible is not only something that is valuable to brethren, but it is also bringing the lost to Christ simply by studying the scriptures found in there. So I ask you again, what does the word go mean to you now? Does it carry the same concept that you had initially when you think about going into all the world with the gospel of Christ? You have this vision of boarding a plane and flying for several hours, endangering your life, going to countries where they may or may not like you being there, and trying to teach people the gospel? Or does it carry a different meaning now? Because you see, we can go into all the world without ever leaving home. We can do that with World Bible School, because World Bible School is all about you and I sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Without brethren like you, we would not exist, because we don't have a great team of missionaries that goes out and does the work, or we don't have a specified group of Christians that are grading the lessons or any of that sort of thing. We're simply supplying the tools and resources for brethren just like you to use to evangelize the world. I will tell you that I was in Zimbabwe, Africa for a few weeks, just arrived back home last Saturday. But we had a seminar there where in Harare, Zimbabwe, the capital of Zimbabwe. And we had invited all the World Bible School students in that particular area to come to this seminar on a Saturday. And we met with 130-plus students on that day and divided off into groups and studied the Bible with them further. And we were able to baptize 14 people on that occasion, and we certainly rejoice in that. Several other studies are still ongoing, so we're looking for more, even to obey the gospel from that effort. But World Bible School depends upon brethren just like you to be able to help us in teaching the gospel of Christ. But you might say, well, why World Bible School? There are a lot of good mission works out there, and we recognize that, of course. And we don't diminish any of those, and we don't try to discredit any of those. They're all important. We help support missionaries in various parts of the world. We need boots on the ground, no doubt. But when we ask the question, why World Bible School? I'll show you a map that represents countries where we have missionaries located. Those are in red. There may be a few countries there that I've missed. Forgive me for having done so in ignorance. But nonetheless, you see there are several countries where we don't have missionaries. There are several of those countries where we cannot put missionaries. And this, brethren, represents about 200 years since the Restoration Movement took place in America. And out of 200 years of trying to take the gospel to the world, this is where we've gotten. So if we're going to make disciples in every nation, which gives us the best opportunity to continue doing what we are doing or to take advantage of what World Bible School has to offer, because World Bible School is in every nation of the world. If we're going to make disciples in every nation, we need to be represented in every nation. You agree? So I think it's very obvious which choice we ought to make and take advantage of World Bible School. And you need to become a teacher. You need to become involved in this work, because it gives you the opportunity to teach the lost. It gives you the opportunity to do so at your own pace, at your own time. It doesn't cost you anything. And it is something that you can do and be proud of. There's no greater feeling than to know that you've brought someone to Christ. And I was studying with one of my students over in Africa a few months ago, and a lady said she wanted to be baptized. I sent her an email back and I said, well, all I need is permission from you to send a World Bible School representative to baptize you into Christ. She sent me an email back and said, yes, yes, yes. Brother, that brought joy to my heart, because I knew that I was going to have a new sister. I probably never meet her this side of eternity. But in Zambia, Africa, I've got a new sister today because of that. So World Bible School is all about you and I teaching the gospel of Christ. But I also want to ask you to give the greatest gift. You know, other than Jesus himself, the Bible is God's greatest gift to mankind. Because this is our instruction book of being a New Testament Christian. This tells us about God. This tells us what pleases God and how I can please God. So this is the second greatest gift God has given to mankind. Now I want you to think about giving that greatest gift, because you can ask yourself the question, how much would it be worth to you to put the Bible in someone's hand that may have never owned one before in their lifetime? You know, when we think about the Bible, we began also back in January at World Bible School to offer to every World Bible School student as an incentive to keep them studying our lessons rather than take a lesson or two and drop out, because we've had several to do that over the years. But as an incentive for them to complete those first five lessons, which teaches them what they need to do to become a Christian. If they will go that far and make at least 70 as a score on that fifth lesson, then we are going to provide them with a free Bible. Now, this is something we began doing in January and is going very well. We are retaining more of our students, and hopefully and surely it's going to produce more conversions to Jesus Christ, because those people are going to go all the way in learning what they need to do to become a Christian. So how much is it worth to give a Bible to someone who truly deserves it? Someone who has already proven themselves to be an interested student in the Word of God. You know, like I said, I just returned from Zimbabwe, Africa, and I know those people don't always have Bibles. I studied with a lady for several days, and she didn't even own a Bible. But these people who will complete five lessons are entitled to a free Bible, and if brethren like you would give just $5, you could put the Bible into the hand of someone who may have never owned one in their lifetime. It may be the only Bible in an entire family for the cost of just $5. So when we think about that, I have put some material on the table in the foyer. There are some cards out there with envelopes that if you are willing and able and the Lord has blessed you and you want to give, we certainly want to encourage you to do that. I don't want you to take anything away from your normal contribution that you give here, because I know the elders depend upon your weekly contribution to operate the church and everything affiliated with it. But if God has blessed you where you are able to give more, then I certainly encourage you to fill out one of those cards. If you have a gift you would like to give, I'll be glad to deliver that to World Bible School, but I encourage you to please fill out one of those cards so we'll have a record of you and the gift that you gave. But if you can fill that out, for every $5 you give, someone is going to receive a free Bible from you. And for every dollar and some change, if you just want to give to our general fund, for every dollar and some change, we're going to be able to recruit one more student in your name. So when we think about doing this, I want to encourage you to share the Bible at the cost of $5. If you want to order some for yourself, you're certainly welcome to do that. I have some flyers out there that talks about this Bible. $5 plus shipping will get you one sent to your home. But if you order them in quantities of 20, which they come in cases of 20, then the shipping is a little bit less. If you order more than 100, the price drops down to $4.50. If you'll order 500 or more, you can get them for $3.50 plus shipping. So it's a very cheap Bible and something that we need to be utilizing. Many people buy those for gifts for their family for Christmas and so forth. And some congregations are buying them to use as pew Bibles and other things. So many uses for this Bible and at a relatively cheap cost. So when we think about World Bible School, I want to encourage you to become involved in this great work. Become a part of winning souls to Christ. Become active in fulfilling the Great Commission. You know, it was not a suggestion. It wasn't a great suggestion Jesus gave. And we ought not let the Great Commission become our great omission. We need to be active in teaching the lost the gospel of Christ. And World Bible School, I'm firmly convinced, gives us the best opportunity in our lifetime to evangelize the world. But we need brethren like you to work with us, to help us grow and grow and grow and take the gospel to the lost of this world. You can be a part of it. If you can read and write, you can do this. If you can use the internet at all, you can teach. And it doesn't cost you one dime to do so. There may be someone here tonight that needs to obey the gospel. You've heard about Jesus, the Son of God, who died for you, I'm sure. Do you believe that he truly was the Son of God? If you truly believe he was the Son of God, what are you doing about it? Don't just acknowledge that he is God's Son. Give your life to him, because he gave his for you. Give your life in service to him. Become one of his followers. Become one of his disciples. Come tonight and be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. There is no other salvation outside of Christ. But he offers that gift freely to all who will receive it. If you will confess him as God's Son, repent of your sins, then you can become one of his children by having your sins washed away in his blood. If you're already a Christian, but there's something that is hindering you from serving God as you want or as you ought, there is no sin in this world, none whatsoever, that is worth losing our soul for. You think about that and realize that sin carries a great consequence, but none are worth our soul. Whatever sin might be hindering you from serving God as you should, I encourage you tonight to put that aside, repent, and ask God to forgive you. If you sin in a public way, come and confess those sins before the assembly. We invite you to come as together we stand and sing.